Bumblebee surveys are underway at 4 national wildlife refuges in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maine, and Vermont. The surveys aim to establish baseline data as bumblebee numbers continue to decline worldwide. Roughly a third of Vermont's nearly 50 native species are experiencing what's considered significant decline. The fall has been attributed to factors like habitat loss, pesticide use, and parasites. Bumblebees are important pollinators of both wild plants and crops, so there's even more at threat. Ecosystems, biodiversity, even Vermont's food system. Leif Richardson is a senior ecologist with the environmental consulting firm Stone Environmental. He's conducting Vermont's bumblebee survey in the Missisquoi National Wildlife Refuge in Swanton. And it was during his work in Missisquoi that Richardson spotted one especially elusive bumblebee.
The species is called Fernald's bumblebee, and there are two historic records for this bee in Vermont. So there's a specimen that was taken in 1936 in Whitingham. There's a second that was taken in Island Pond in 1963. Just two dots on the map.
Richardson says Fernald's bumblebee is fairly common elsewhere in the region. It's been spotted in Quebec, New York, and Maine. But confirming that the bee is still in Vermont is an important data point. And Richardson says Fernald's bumble is interesting for another reason. It has to do with how it builds its colony and marshals its worker bees. Or, as Richardson says, it's more how this bee doesn't do that.
Fernald's bumblebee is a cuckoo bumblebee. These guys are not social. They don't found a colony where there's a social structure. Instead, it just sneaks in and takes over the workforce of another species of bumblebee. They'll use a combination of aggression, fighting, and pheromones to either kill or subjugate the resident queen. They'll eat the eggs and the larva and any pupa there, and they'll lay their own eggs. And then using pheromones, they'll induce the resident worker population to rear those offspring. So those workers will go out and forage for nectar and pollen. They'll bring it back and they'll feed the larva of the parasite, the social parasite.
After a Fernald's bumblebee takes over, Richardson says the host colony ultimately dies, with the young bees of the social parasite going on to mate, hibernate, and awaken the next spring to repeat the cycle all over again. While taking over a hive may seem like a diabolical way to survive, Richardson says it's all part of nature's rhythms.
These cuckoo bumblebees are also native bumblebee species in Vermont. They evolved here with our plants and the other bee species here. And if you will, they belong here. And so I encourage people not to think of good guys and bad guys in this situation. Personally, I wouldn't want to see them disappear any more than I'd like to see their host disappear. It's this fascinating piece of natural history. And I'm glad to know that this species persists in Vermont.
Since we spoke with Leif Richardson last week, he says two more sightings of the Fernald bumblebee have been confirmed in Vermont. And he says you can help researchers with their work by adding data points from your own observations, snapping photos of bumblebees you spot and sharing them with websites like Bumblebee Watch or with apps like iNaturalist is helpful data that Richardson and others can use in their research. You'll find links to those on our page at vpr.net and a photo of this Fernald bumblebee. And who knows, maybe you'll even spot the next.